From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at the embassy in Havana, where at least 22 have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the U.S.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic ties with Havana, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration, and said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues.
La política anunciada por el presidente Donald Trump.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is a purely political act and benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. He also accused Washington of failing to cooperate in the investigation. Explosive devices were thrown at the homes of two opposition Ugandan lawmakers late Monday, targeted, lawmakers say, because of their link to the heated debate in Parliament on changing the Constitution to extend the rule of President Yoweri Museveni. There were no injuries. A law amending the Constitution was introduced Tuesday in Parliament, with most of the opposition either barred from the proceeding or staying away in protest. Mr. Museveni has ruled the country since 1986. At 73, he would be ineligible to seek another term in 2021. This is VOA News.